Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will tell you, I wouldn't know Mr. Pack if he was standing right in front of me, and this seems like a pretty substantial hit job on him and his actions and et cetera, et cetera. But I want to point out some things that apparently aren't going to be pointed out by anybody else here. Last June, a former chief strategy officer for the agency working closely with the former CEO of USAGM went to prison for stealing nearly $40,000 during his tenure. In 2018, a reporter and a cameraman faked a mortar attack in Nicaragua. Well, that's interesting reporting. In the fall of 2018, the Voice of America fired 15 of its employees after discovering they were accepting bribes from a Nigerian official. Wonderful. The Hoover Institution released a report citing concerns on China's influence on American institutions, including China's charm offensive on agencies like the VOA and the CCP's proclivity to otherwise threaten VOA reporters and their families. Boy, I bet we love to hear that's going on. In late 2018, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, this committee with these people on it, said the USAGM was a broken agency. But I guess, according to what we're hearing today, we should just let it go, just let it continue. Former Secretary Clinton described USAGM as a practically defunct in its capacity to tell a message around the world. I'm glad we're paying for that. When Mr. Pack went to investigate the Open Technology Fund at their DC location, his employees found laptops and hard drives left unsecured in boxes, an internal door connecting the Open Technology Fund organization with other entities in the building complex wasn't only unlocked, it was wide open. I suspect the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, none of them have any interest in finding out what might be in those computers. China, Russia, and other adversaries are constantly trying to hack U.S. agencies. This discovery wasn't a great look for the OTF. Apparently, OTF has also been holding meetings on Zoom calls. Well, that sounds pretty secure to me as an individual who's been privileged and honored to hold a top secret security clearance for about 35 years in the U.S. military. Mr. Chairman, I want to enter for the record a letter from Mr. Pack to you where he says that his staff proposed 8 days within the month of September when they could appear. If you would, sir.
Without objection.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, this committee respects the importance of media independence. Media freedom is absolutely essential to any functioning civil society. And we are aware and familiar with the firewall put in place to protect journalists working at USAGM and its subdivisions from political interference. We all support such protections for our journalists and reporters. Highlighting some of the issues will shed light as to why Mr. Pack was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to his current role and the charge that is now before him to reform the agency. Let's start out with a newly released report from the Office of Personnel and Management detailing USAGM's poor vetting practices for its employees. 1,500 USAGM employees and contractors between 2010 and 2020, that's right now in case anybody's wondering, 40% of the agency's workforce were not properly vetted before being hired. Well, I don't know. Who should Mr. Pack look towards that for accountability there? Should he look towards us sitting up here? I don't know. I would think it'd be the people running the agency. According to Real Clear Politics, the agency cleared hundreds of employees and contractors to work for the U.S. government, many from authoritarian nations the U.S. considers adversaries. These unvetted employees maintained access to USAGM broadcasting platforms and tools, government buildings, IT systems, and senior government officials. Oh, I wonder why this agency is incompetent and ineffective and inept. I wonder why. I have no idea. The reforms undertaken by Mr. Pack have undergone a significant amount of public scrutiny, as they should. But USAGM's poor vetting procedures over those last decades continue to threaten U.S. national security and it's entirely the fault of those who mismanaged the process, whoever that is. Both USAGM and the State Department employees have said that OTF's budget can be broken down into two parts. Approximately 25% of it spent on technology tools that facilitate its mission to break through barriers of authoritarian technology control. 25%, and I'll conclude, Mr. Chairman. The other 75% is dedicated to extravagant conferences at popular resort spots, extremely generous salaries, benefits, and redundant projects already being undertaken at other agencies. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm not ready to blame Mr. Pack for everything. He should be allowed to come in here. We should work collaboratively instead of the roadshow and the circus that is going on right now in this committee. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.